Everything Nicholas Snow is available at nicholassnow.com. For our video programming, check out nicholassnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. Are you ready for a snowstorm of global proportion? Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just hit your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
Happy holidays. Hello, everybody. It is December 11th, 2015 at high noon. If you're hearing this before the 13th at high noon, you're in luck because there's still time if you're in the Palm Springs area to participate in the popular charitable Santa Fun Run that's launching in Palm Springs. It's been very successful elsewhere in Southern California. And with me on the show today, I'm going to have Eric Davis, who is the events and sales guru here in the Palm Springs area for GED Magazine. GED stands for Gay Entertainment Directory. I am a proud contributor to the publication. I write feature stories for them and the Palm Springs Now column. And now in Palm Springs, we are on the verge of the 2015 Palm Springs Santa Fun Run. More details after this.
The snowstorm continues after this.
Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California. And I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before. And I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
And now, on with the show. He's a regular contributor to the Huffington Post and to media outlets throughout the world. He's an author, singer, songwriter, actor, and activist, and the executive producer and host of NicholasSnow.tv. He has created and continues to do so a snowstorm of global proportions dedicated to connecting the circuitry of humanity. And now, drifting into the studio and your life once again, Nicholas Snow.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy that you could join me. It's wonderful. And I'm really happy my guest is here today. He's a friend of mine. He's a colleague. He's a very neat guy. And I'm just going to welcome him to the show right now. Eric Davis, you're on the air. How's it going, Eric?
Going great. Thank you for having me, Nicholas.
Oh, listen, it's fabulous. You and I were we were recently at an event together. Both your magazine and my show are sponsors of Palm Springs Pride, and they had a really nice gathering at 849 Restaurant and Lounge for those of us who are sponsors to thank us for our support. And it's always great to see you. And with you in full regalia was P.S. Lola, who has become sort of I want to say she's very human, but I want to say mascot for GED magazine. And it was just a fun event. Nice to be out and about.
Yes, it was. Thanks.
So the photos that accompany this podcast online, people that access the show on Facebook and other places can see those photos. And those photos are of the Santa Fun Run that just happened in Long Beach. And it's been going on there for quite a while. Would you tell me sort of the history of the event?
The history of the event, it started 3 years ago in Long Beach. And we wanted to create a run that was, or a walk. We call it the Fun Run, but some people walk it, some people run it, most people run it. And it sort of originated by two of our advertisers in Long Beach. The distance between the two locations was about a mile and a half, and we were all dressed up for the holidays and sort of just having fun going from bar to bar, and then we sort of identified a name for it and started calling it the Santa Fun Run. And it now has become a fundraiser, and we're excited to be able to bring it to Palm Springs. And
the event proceeds and the non-perishable food donations benefit the LGBT Community Center of the Desert, the Kill Meth Foundation, and the Community Food Bank at the center. Tell me how people participate.
Basically, you can register online at pssantarun.gedmag.com up until Saturday afternoon, or you can just show up at Toucan's Tiki Lounge and register at the door. And then the race starts at around 2:30, and we run walk from Toucan's Tiki Lounge to 360 North at 360 North Palm Canyon Drive.
I love that. So the 2015 Palm Springs Santa Fun Run starts at Toucan's Tiki Lounge. People will start converging there around 12:30 p.m. for pre-fun run Bloody Mary Bar, bagels provided by Townie Bagels, photos, and meeting Santa's sexy elves. And around 2:30 p.m., the fun run will commence and head down Palm Canyon Drive. That's south on Palm Canyon from Toucan's to 360 North, where the after party will kick into gear, hosted by the beloved Bella DeBall, and participants will be treated to a buffet luncheon, drink specials, raffles for great prizes, and a special prize for the most festive outfit. And I see here, Eric, that there are two levels of participation. Number one is the Comet. So at $50 plus a non-perishable food donation, the Comet registration is for one participant. It includes the after-party luncheon at 360 North, a T-shirt, a Santa hat, and five raffle tickets. And the Prancer at $20 plus the non-perishable food donation includes registration for one participant and an after-party luncheon at 360 North. Well, you know, at the Prancer level, I mean, for $20, you're getting to support the charity. You're able to participate in the event, and you're getting a lunch out of it as well. And, of course, for those people that want those extra raffle tickets and that T-shirt and hat, $50 is quite a deal, and it is all going to charity.
Correct. Yes, it is.
Is there anything else you would like to say about the event that we haven't talked about?
We will also have some small raffles that people will be able to participate, both at Toucan's and 360 North. There'll be dollar raffles that will make people eligible for prizes from some of our additional sponsors. We've got Not So Innocent Store. We've got 5001 Home Collections. We've got Yo-Yo Cisco Underwear. all these different sponsors are going to be providing gifts so that throughout the pre-registration at Toucans and the after party at 360 North, you'll be able to purchase a $1 raffle ticket and be eligible to win various different prizes from the different sponsors. Volkswagen of Palm Springs is one of the sponsors, and they're going to be giving out some fabulous baseball caps. So it's just going to be a fun event. We're going to have a representative from Jägermeister giving out some t-shirts and such. So we're just encouraging as many people to come out and support. And if they're not able to walk or run, they could at least come out and hang out at either the pre-registration at Toucans from 12:30 to 2:30 or at 360 North after the run at 3 o'clock, from 3 o'clock to about 5:30.
We love that. Also, if people are coming in from out of town, your official hotel is the Monroe, where people can get a discount if they mention GED Magazine. And we love our Townie Bagels. Those are pretty fabulous. I love Townie Bagels. Well, it sounds like a really great place to spend a Sunday afternoon for a good cause. And I'm happy to be a media sponsor of the event and look forward to I don't know if I'll dress as a sexy Santa. Maybe I'll just come as – I always – you know, on my holiday cards, I sign them, Fairy Christmas and a Happy New Queer, Ho, Ho, Homo, Love Nicholas, in parentheses, not quite a saint, exclamation point.
I love it.
Well, I want to encourage my listeners to share this event, this episode, throughout social media over the weekend, because we have approximately 48 hours until the event. And I think it's going to be a great event. If you happen to listen to this episode after this year's fun run, be sure to follow gedmag.com so you can participate in the annual event, as this is going to become. Have you gotten all your shopping done, Eric?
I have. I actually just completed it yesterday, so I'm pretty excited.
Well, I can hardly wait to see what you got me. Is there anything else that we should share about the Santa Fun Run?
I think we covered everything. I'm excited, and I hope to see a lot of the listeners out there. Like I said, either running or walking. I'll be walking.
Well, I will be walking as well. I want to just let everyone know that the after party will include Mrs. Claus, which is the beloved Irene Soderberg, singing some holiday songs, and a sexy Santa, Trenton Ducati, where you can have a photo op on his lap. The online registration is linked from the text that's associated with this podcast. And what's that website, the direct website again, to go and register, Eric?
It's psantarun.gedmag.com. Yes. psantarun.gedmag.com.
Let me just look at something here. There's a dot. You left out a dot. So it is psantarun.gedmag.com. psantarun.gedmag.com. And there's an embedded link to that website in the text that's associated with this particular broadcast. Well, Eric, thank you for coming on the show. We've given them all the nuts and bolts they need. Do people wear high heels? And I know Lola did. You say people dress festively and scantily, I've heard. How do people show up dressed in Long Beach?
Some of our Long Beach runners and walkers showed up in high heel shoes, those that were doing the drag. And then there were some who showed up in Speedo swimsuits, boxer shorts, red long john underwear, red jeans, white jeans, short Christmas sparkly shorts with tank tops. I mean, it was just a variety of different outfits, just sort of representing what they feel best represents Christmas and the holidays.
Makes me hope I get a glimpse of someone's candy cane. Okay,
fun.
I did go there, and we will all go to the Santa Fun Run. Thank you, and have a great weekend until then, Eric.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I've been speaking to my colleague, Eric Davis, with GED Magazine. And once again, that website address to register is pssantarun.gedmag.com. Or click on the hyperlink that's part of the text associated with this particular podcast. And that's it for today.
Everything Nicholas Snow is available at nicholassnow.com. For our video programming, check out nicholassnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. The snowstorm continues after this.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revival. Voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revival. Find it here. Visit us at revivalstores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
We are, in fact, connecting the circuitry of humanity. All of us connected. Please continue to connect with Nicholas Snow on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Instagram, Google+, and other social networks. Everything Nicholas Snow is available at nicholassnow.com. For our video programming, check out nicholassnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. This program is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.